Welcome to the new year. For me, this week marks the beginning of it because the kids are finally back in school after 2 weeks of destroying the house and breaking routines. Now, the last time I published a podcast episode, it was on December 2nd. I honestly didn't plan on being gone for this long, but life seriously got in the way and a couple of depressive episodes hit me. And now here we are. Yay! So I'm keeping this episode under season 2, and hopefully I can keep the frequency of one episode per week, at least until spring, because I still have a lot to say. So for this week's episode, I want to talk about setting a social anxiety goal.
Welcome to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Roxana Alexandru from Honest Rocks, and I am obsessed with social anxiety. After a decade of trying to figure out how to manage it on my own, I'm on a mission now to share every little insight I've gained along the way. Every week, we'll get just a little bit closer to unraveling the mystery of it so you can live the best version of yourself.
New year, same social anxiety? No. We're going to change it up this year, okay? We are going to do it differently in 2024. Now, whether you subscribe to New Year's resolutions or absolutely detest the idea of having to sit down and write out goals, you know you will forget in about a month, like I usually do, you'll benefit from having at least one social anxiety goal this year. Now, what do I mean by that? I want to introduce you to the impossible list. And once I introduce you to that, we're going to dive deeper into the social anxiety section of it. But first, have you heard of an impossible list? As I said, I don't know about you, but I stopped making New Year's resolutions long ago. Not only did I never follow through on them, and statistically, scientifically, people on average stick to a resolution for about 36 days. So then what's the point, right? You just feel bad about yourself. And I felt super shitty at the end of the year because I never seemed to accomplish my resolutions. And it just made me feel like a weak person. That's not how I want to start any year again. Now, an impossible list is an ever-evolving list of goals you want to accomplish. And the beauty of this impossible list is that you can segment your goals into different areas of your life to track everything that matters to you consistently and constantly. And the best part is that you can change it as often as you change yourself. I don't know about you, but I've changed so much in the past 3 months. I seriously do not recognize who I was before October. So not only do you never have to think of a New Year's resolution again, because ta-da, you know exactly what you want to check off in your life, but it will always stay in the back of your mind as time goes on and you unlock new versions of yourself. And this is super freeing because you're not tied to making any of these happen this year. You can tackle anything on this list as you move through the different seasons of your life. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't set some achievable goals this year if you want to, but if you lay them out under this impossible list, you know what you are working towards. And as you go by your days and you cross items from your list, you're going to feel much more content and confident about the direction that you're going into. So here's what this looks like in practice. You create different sections. So for example, life goals, professional goals, creative goals, skill goals, experience goals, travel goals, and social anxiety goals. Now, feel free to get as creative as you want and have as many sections as you can possibly think of that are relevant to you. Now, within each section, you will outline all the things you would love to do, to see, to feel, to experience, to achieve, and then break each one of those down if possible. For example, your traveling goals could be, hey, I want to go to these 50 countries, and leave it at that, or within each country, you can have different objectives. So maybe you write out that you want to go to Colombia, for example, under your travel goals. So you can just leave it at that. Plain and simple, just check that one off. Or under Colombia, you can say, hey, I want to go to Bogota, I want to go to Barranquilla, I want to experience, I don't know what kinds of foods they have there. But you can just write down all the things that you would like to check off under Colombia. And do that for each country, right? So that's up to you how detailed you want to be or how high level you want to be. Now, for example, under life goals, for me, I have to write a book. So I can just either leave it at that or I can have bullet points underneath it. For example, starting to write, finishing first draft, editing first draft, finding a publisher, sending it to the publisher, so on and so forth, until the book is published. And as I hit each milestone, I just cross it off the list. Under skill goals, I wrote down that I want to become fluent in Dutch. And then I can also break that down by passing level 1, 2, 3, and so forth. Okay, so that's kind of the layout, the framework of the impossible list. You have your sections, you have your items under each section, and then you have your bullet points under each item if you want to go to that level. Now, I also have a social anxiety list. Those are my social anxiety goals, such as participating in an improv class, singing at karaoke, taking a dance class, doing a YouTube live. So each one of these, I can break down and have bullet points underneath. And that's kind of the social anxiety ladder that I spoke about in a previous episode that you can start building out, right? So 10 steps to achieve that one goal. And it's really as simple as that. And the cool part about adding social anxiety as a section is that you are always aware of what you would love to do if it weren't for social anxiety. You can visibly see where and how social anxiety is holding you back. And you can start tackling some of those things. Literally just dump everything that comes to your mind as it relates to activities, events, actions that you're not able to take or do because of social anxiety. I find this super powerful and super easy to manage. I have a list on a Notion board and I always look at it to see how I'm tracking. And I love checking things off. Now, you can start with whichever one you fancy, whether it's going for the hardest beast of all or the easiest bug to squash. Not that I promote squashing bugs, but, you know, I actually do try to make sure my kids don't squash any creature because every creature is sacred and has value. But anyway, you know what I mean, right? Either go for the hardest thing on your list or the easiest one. Personally, this year, I'll be working on one goal, right? So this is the one that I'm really working towards, like right now as we speak. And it's getting more comfortable speaking up online and sharing my personal opinions on various topics and being a more visible activist for the causes that matter to me. So I would love to know what is on your list, or maybe just what is one goal that you would love to achieve by the end of this year as it relates to your social anxiety. So you can always send me an email at rocks@honestrocks.com. I usually respond pretty fast. And if you want to sprinkle in some social anxiety tasks this year, be sure to check out my social anxiety challenge workbook, or you can do the free 5-day social anxiety challenge to warm yourself up and see how you like doing the tasks and if you want to do more of them. You can find the details on both of those in the show notes. So that's what I have for you this week. Think about your one goal for the year, one thing that you would love to do if it weren't for social anxiety, and see how you can go about tackling it. And let me know. Feel free. I am here to listen and to share my experience and advice. So I will see you next week on the You Are Worth Knowing podcast.